Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message. Faith neutralizes the law. Laws are rules and standards by which predictions can be made, decisions and judgments can be based upon, sense made out of the world, people and things work together, and order is formed from chaos. Human law consists of all the rules and standards people have made to control and promote the interaction between people. Natural laws are those found in nature that describe the behavior of things. They help make sense of our world and environment. They make science possible, which leads to all kinds of technological advances and discoveries. Natural laws are independent, interdependent, and work in harmony with each other so as to make life possible. Divine law is another kind or category of law. Divine law consists of all law given by the Creator or God. Natural law is a subset of divine law. Divine law is where good and evil, right and wrong are defined. These laws are called moral law. The breaking of these moral laws is called sin. The Bible describes sin as the breaking or transgressing of the law. It further states that all lawlessness is sin. The result or consequence for breaking moral law is death. Faith neutralizes the effect of the law. To neutralize something is to take away its power, influence, or effect. Faith neutralizes the law by taking away its power to cause sin. Paul said, "The sting of death is sin, and the power or strength of sin is the law." Faith disarms sin of its power by neutralizing the law. The law no longer applies to those who have faith and thereby take away the power of sin to cause death. Faith is greater than the law because a man can't be justified by the works of the law, but can be justified by faith. Faith honors God. Faith believes God. Faith pleases God. Those who have and do these things fulfill and surpass the requirements of the law. Those who do not have them will face the consequences of breaking the law. Moral law can be known through the conscience of every person. A person's conscience will inform them of good and evil and right and wrong. These moral laws are imprinted in mankind as part of their design. God uses the nation of Israel to codify his moral law so as to leave no doubt of what they are. Abraham, the father of faith, didn't have the law, but was justified because he believed and had faith in God. He was justified not by how he obeyed or kept God's moral law, but by his faith in God. His faith neutralized the law and the power of sin to cause eternal death. The same thing applies to us today. Faith in God through Jesus Christ removes the law from judging us and bringing us into condemnation for our failure to abide by it. Faith has made the law of no consequence, thereby rendering it neutral in our standing or judgment before God. On the other hand, those without faith will face the full power and effects of the law. Remember to visit our website to see the latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.